Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is very exciting. This is Parshas Bahaloscha. We read about the lighting of the menorah, and Mir Tashem Bakarov Mamish, we're going to have a base of Mikdash, and they're actually going to be lighting the menorah. In the meantime, all we can do is learn about it, and that's also Geshmak. There'll be even more Geshmak when they light it, but just to learn about it is an extremely pleasurable experience. So, let's talk about Hadlakas HaMenorah in the base of Mikdash. Terrific. We're basing ourselves in the Sefer Shalmei Simcha. Avagon Rabbi Simcha Elberg, Zecha Tzadik Levracha, was a big rabbi in Borough Park, the editor of the Paradise Torah Journal, which was a very prominent Torah journal for many, many decades. And he was the editor. He used to give a famous Daf Yomi Shir in Borough Park. And in the sixth Chelek of Shalmei Simcha in Simen Memtes, he talks about Hadlakas HaMenorah, which relates to our parsha of Bahaloscha es HaNeiros. It says in the Gemara in the Masechah Shabbos, Nafchof Aleph on Beis, that the Yevanim, when they came into the Beis HaMikdash, they were metameh all of the oils. And the Jews searched, and all they could find was one pure jug of oil that had the seal of the Kohen Gadol, and there was only enough to light for one day. And they lit, and it lit for 8 days. A miracle occurred until they could get new oil. It took 7 days for them to become Torah from the Tumas Meis, 1 day to crush the olives, like the Beis Yosef says in Simen Tov Reish Ayin. So middle, they needed 8 days, and there was a miracle. The 1 day, or 1 day's worth of oil was lit for 8 days. That we all know. So there's a Bavusta Kasha, a very famous question asked on this Gemara. Why did we need a Neis that the pure oil should light for 8 days? We don't need a Neis. You're allowed to light B'tumah. We have a klal, Tumah, Hutra B'tzibur. We paskin that Tumah is Mutra B'tzibur, meaning if you have a carbon tzibur, if you have something in the base of Mikdash that has a kavuzman, that is a set time, that's what it means B'tzibur, because the carbonos tzibur generally have a set time. If you have a carbon with a set time, that's Docha Tumah. Or that's, in such a case, some say Tuhutra B'tzibur, some say Tuhuya B'tzibur. So, we paskin Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, it's Mutter, so we don't have to worry about the Tumah of the oil. Let the oil be Tameh, and we're allowed to light anyway. Because this is the menorah's, lighting the menorah's Docha Tumah. It has a set time, and therefore, you don't have to worry about Tumah. Tumah is completely Mutter. And in fact, it says in the Torah, Skoanim in Parashas Amor, Lahalos ner tamid, tamid afilu b'Shabbos, tamid af b'tumah. Tamid means always, even on Shabbos, even b'tumah. So you're allowed to light if the oil is tamid. And so writes the Rambam, the third parak of Hilchos Musafin, Halacha Vav, Tamid Musafin, that Halachas HaMenorah is Docha Shabbos and Docha Tumah, like Karbanos that have a Kavua time. So I understand, according to the Man D'Omar, that Tumah is only Duchuyah B'tzibur, it's only pushed away, which means, but if you can, you should try to do it B'tara. So here they were at least trying their best to do it B'tara. We understand. Maybe on some level why the Nais was done, but what if you hold Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur, how do you understand why we needed a Nais? It's completely Mutter. So Master of the Universe, just use the Tameh oil, and it's no problem at all. It says in the Gemara in Yuma, that you're not even afilu adure lo madrina natara. You don't even try to do it b'tara if you hold Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. So we didn't even need an ace. Just do it b'tumah and it's fine. Because we could have, were you allowed to light b'shem and tameh? That's the Eresh Tekasha. The Tzvei Tekasha is that we know that every day the Kohen Gadol used to bring a minchas chavitin. Half in the morning, half in the afternoon. He'd bring a mincha. Now this mincha had 3 loogs of oil. How did they get pure oil for that? Another kasha. So the guy in Rabbi Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna in his Cheshek Shlomo answers based on the opinion of the Rambam, the third parak of Tamid Musaf, Halacha Yud, that in the morning the Kohen would also light the menorah, not only in the afternoon would he light the menorah, late in the afternoon, he would also light it in the morning. And the Mefarshim explain, Pshat in the Rambam, that only if he found it extinguished in the morning would he relight it. But if it was still lit, he doesn't have to extinguish them and then relight them. Only if he finds them extinguished must he relight them. But if he finds them lit, they can remain lit. They can remain kindled. Doesn't have to do anything. And if that's the case, this hadlaka in the morning doesn't have a set time. Because even if it wasn't extinguished, he doesn't have to relight it. And therefore the hadlaka of the morning isn't dochet tumah. What's dochet tumah? When you have something that has a kavua zman, it has a set time, that's dochet tumah. Or that's matir the tumah. And therefore the hadlaka of bein harbayim, which is every single day, that's dochet tumah. There, even if it's bitumah, you still do it, because it has a kavua zman. But the hadlaka of the morning doesn't have a kavua time. Because sometimes you do it and sometimes you don't. If you find the neiros are lit, you don't have to do hadlaka again. If you find the neiros aren't lit, then you do have to do hadlaka. But the hadlaka in the morning, it doesn't have a kavua zman because it's not necessarily going to happen. And if that's the case, the hadlaka of the morning isn't dochet tumah. And you know why they needed the nes of the Pach HaShemen? In order to relight the menorah in the morning. According to the Rambam, that lighting the menorah in the morning is a mitzvah. And they only needed a miracle for the shemen of the menorah. But for the chavite kohen gadol, for his minchas chavitim, there you can use shemen tameh. Why? Because tumah is Hutra B'tzibur. And the whole nes, that has a kavua time. But the whole nes was done for the menorah in the morning, which doesn't have a set time. So if they found the menorah was extinguished in the morning, they would have had to relight it, and for that you can't use Shemen Tameh, because that doesn't have a kavua time. Memela, in order to make sure that we wouldn't have such a problem, we needed a miracle. And the miracle was that the Shemen Tahor remained kindled for 8 days. And this way, we didn't have to have a problem of not being able to use Shemen Tameh in the morning. Because we wouldn't have been allowed to. So that's why we needed the miracle. But for the Chavite Kohen Gadol, there you can use Shemen Tameh. That's Kavua Lozman. That is Dochet Tumah. For that, you can use Shemen Tameh. So we have answered both of our kashas. First kasha is, why not use Shemen Tameh, Tumas Hutcher B'tzibur? The answer is, that's very good in the evening, the late afternoon lighting, but what about the morning lighting? There, Tumah isn't Mutter, because that's not Kavua Zman. Sometimes you light in the morning, sometimes you don't. And our other kasha was, what do they do about the chavitim of the kohen, minchas chavitim of the kohen gadol? Answer is there, you can use shemen tameh. That really is dochet tumah. However, says Rav Elberg, it's not so pashut. Why? Because even if you say shitas Rambam is that the only time that you have to relight the menorah in the morning is if you found it that it was kavui, that it was extinguished. But if you found that the menorah was still lit, you don't have to extinguish it and relight it. That's how the Mefarshim, the Me'iri, and Rav Avi Bartendur, and the Tosas Yontif, that's how they learn Pshat in the Rambam. That's what we said before. And what the Rambam means when the Rambam says to light it in the morning. He means only if it already went out on its own, then you should light it in the morning. But if it didn't go out on its own, if it's still lit, then you don't have to relight it in the morning, even if that's Shitas HaRambam. Nevertheless, we'll still say that this hadlaka of the morning is Docha Shabbos and Tumah, just like the hadlaka of Bein Arbayim. Because we say, Tamid, even B'Shabbos, and Tamid, even Tumah. That it would be Docha, both Shabbos and Tumah, even the lighting of the morning. Not like the Cheshik Shlomo wanted to say. The Cheshik Shlomo wanted to make a chiluk. And he said that, you know when it's Docha? It's Docha, the hadlaka, the Tumah is Docha, the hadlaka of the night, of the evening. But the hadlaka in the morning, there you need to do it b'tara. There you can't do it. There the hadlaka of the morning isn't docha the tumah. That's why we needed the miracle. It's not true. Even in the morning, it would still be docha tumah. Even that luck of the morning, you still don't have to worry about tum. Why? Maybe it's not kavuolos. We wanted to say that it's not kavuolos man. It's not necessarily going to happen in the morning. So the morning isn't matir the tum. The explanation is, the reason is, the famous Reb Chaim HaLevi al Aramba. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik says that the ikar mitzvah of the menorah is that the menorah should be lit. Not the maisa hadlaka, the act of lighting the menorah, but that the menorah should be dolekes, the menorah should be lit. The candles of the menorah should be burning. Because the maisa hadlaka, the act of lighting, is not even an avoda. It can even be done by non-kohanim. It's not considered a service in the Beis HaMikdash, according to the Rambam in the ninth parak of Hilchos Beis HaMikdash Halacha Yud Aleph. And so the maisa hadlaka is just a hechsher. It's just a means that the menorah should be lit. But it's not the etzem kiyum mitzvah. The kiyum mitzvah is that the neros of the menorah should be burning. Not that you should light them, but they should be burning. You lighting them, whoever you are, a zar, a kohen, it doesn't matter. That's just a hechsher mitzvah. That's just a means towards the mitzvah being fulfilled. But the actual mitzvah itself is that the candles are burning. And the Chazon Ish goes even further than Reb Chaim. And he says that the hadlaka is so nothing at all, so not a maisa mitzvah at all, that even a monkey can do it. Even a monkey can light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So, we see from the Gemara that a zar can do it. Now we see even a monkey can do it. Not only a non-kohen, certainly a non-kohen, an ape. So, if an ape can do it, it's clearly not a mitzvah. It's an extra mitzvah. So whoever's doing it is doing it. Mazeh mishanim. The ikar is that it's burning. As long as we get it burning, that's what matters. The fact that it's burning, that's the mitzvah. According to this, the din, that of tamid, that it's always, that it's docha Shabbos, it's docha tuma, you light no matter what, is only if it has a kavua zman, like the Cheshek Shlomo wanted to say, and therefore the morning does not have a kavua zman. So that's not the morning isn't matir the tumah, the morning isn't docha the tumah. So we have to ask ourselves, what has to have kavua zman? When you say in order for it to override tumah, it has to have a set time, what are we talking about? Are we talking about the maisa hadlaka? Or are we talking about the menorah dolekes, the menorah that is kindled? Is it the act of kindling that has to have a kavua zman? Or is it the fact that it's kindled has to have a kavua zman, a set time? And if you say that if the fact that it's kindled has to have a set time, and that's what is going to be override, that is what is going to override the tumah, then obviously even in the morning, it has to be lit. It has to be burning in the morning as well. And then the morning would also override the tumah. Then it would come out that both night and morning override the tumah. And in fact, it's clear that the din of kavua lo zman is talui in the fact that the menorah is burning. That is what has to have a kavua zman, not the maisa hadlaka. Why? Because if the mitzvah was the maisa hadlaka, then we would say that the maisa hadlaka needs to have a set time in order to override the tumah. And therefore in the morning when it doesn't have a set time, because you don't necessarily light in the morning, if it's still burning enough to light in the morning, it wouldn't be docha tumah. It wouldn't override the tumah. It wouldn't be matir the tumah. And whether you'll tochur duchuya. So that would be that. Then you would say, like I said, that in the morning it wouldn't. In the morning it wouldn't be matir the tumah, because it's not kavua zman. Sometimes you light in the morning, and sometimes you don't. But since the ikar is not the maisa hadlaka, that's not the mitzvah. Rather, the mitzvah is the menorah hadolekes, the fact that the menorah is burning. When does the menorah have to burn? Always, throughout the whole day. So memela, that's considered kavua lozman. Because like the Rambam says, it has to be burning the whole time. If it's still burning, good. If it's not, make sure it's burning. But the determining factor is going to be when you decide whether it's considered kavua zman, does it has a set time or it doesn't have a set time. The determining factor is whether or not it's burning. If the fact that it's burning has to have a set time, then it's matir tuma, doche tuma. And if it doesn't have a set time that it has to be burning, then it's not doche tuma. And the fact is that with the menorah, we know that it does have to be burning the whole time. So it does have a kavua zman. So the mitzvah of the menorah has a kavua zman. What's the kavua zman of the mitzvah of the menorah? All the time. So when you light it in the late in the afternoon, bein arba'in, so if it stays lit the whole day until the next day, gevaldik. So it was mekayim, it has a kavua zman that it's lit the whole day. If it goes out, make sure to relight it in order that it should be lit the whole day. But it being lit the whole day is kavua zman. So therefore, even in the morning it has a kavua, it's considered kavua zman. And therefore, even in the morning it's overriding tumah. So if you understand that the maisa mitzvah, like the Cheshek Shlomo apparently understood, that the mitzvah is the maisa mitzvah, the maisa hadlaka, the act of lighting it, so that doesn't have a kavua zman in the morning. That doesn't override tumah. But since we've determined that it's not the, like Reb Chaim HaLevi says, that the maisa hadlaka is not the mitzvah, it's just a hechsher mitzvah. But the actual mitzvah is that it's daluk, that it's burning, that is a kavua zman. That's all the time. And because if you find it that it went out, you relight it, you make sure that it's lit. So therefore, the hadlaka of the morning is docha Shabbos and tum. Because in the morning, it being lit in the morning does have a set time. So therefore, if we accept the premise of Reb Chaim, then we have a shtaka kasha and the Cheshek Shlomo who said that in the morning it's not docha the tuma. You can say more. That if the ikar mitzvah is that it should be burning, and this mitzvah has a set time, and therefore it's mutter to light it even on Shabbos in the morning. Why? Because it can't be lit without you lighting it. So therefore the maisa hadlaka, which isn't a mitzvah, it's only a hechsher mitzvah, it's a means towards fulfilling the mitzvah. But we know that if you have a hechsher mitzvah that cannot be done in Erev Shabbos, if the hechsher mitzvah must be done on Shabbos, it's docha Shabbos. So therefore, if the Kohen sees, or if we see, that the menorah went out on Shabbos morning, you're allowed to relight it. So somebody's going to say, wait a second, the fact that it's lit, that's docha Shabbos, but how are you allowed to do the maisa hadlaka? That isn't docha Shabbos, that is not the mitzvah, that doesn't have a kavua time. The answer is no, but it's kemach shirin, she'ein, she'ev shalasos and merev Shabbos. It's like the hechsher mitzvah, the means towards fulfilling the mitzvah, that can't be done in Erev Shabbos, and that's docha Shabbos. So the maisa hadlaka is going to be docha Shabbos because it can't be done in Erev Shabbos, because you lit it. You lit it before, but now it went out. What are you going to do? You have to relight it now. And now it's going to be lit in order to be mekayim the mitzvah that the ner is dolek. So that's as far as dechiyas Shabbos. And as dechiyas tumah, we have to say, like we said, that the mitzvah and the menorah of the morning is considered kavua zman, because it always has to be burning. Now, the Rambam, in the ninth parak of Hilchot Biyat HaMikdash, Halacha Zayin, writes, V'chein hadlakat ha-menorah k'shera b'zarim. Lighting the menorah is kosher b'zarim. Lefikach im heitiv ha-kohen ha-taneirot. V'otziyan lachutz mutar lezar lahadlikan. If the Kohen was meitiv the neiros, he prepared the neiros, he cleaned it out and he prepared them, and he takes it outside to where the non-Kohanim are allowed to stand, and a non-Kohen lights, then it's kosher. The Ravid characteristically, argues with the Rambam. And he says that it's only b'di'evad that it's kasher b'zar. L'chatchila, a kohen should do it. Only b'di'evad, if a non-kohen did it, you're yotze. So he says, the Rambam, who says even l'chatchila, a zar can do it, is not correct. And the Kesef Mishnah explains the reason of the Rambam, that the hadlak of the menorah is kasher b'zar, even l'chatchila, that since it's not an avodah, the lighting of the menorah is not an avodah, as it says in Yuma, Tavchov Dalid, it's completely okay, it's completely mutter to do it with a non-kohen. Just like Shechita, which is Ksheira Bizarim. And Shechita can be done even L'chatchila by a non-kohen. So just like Shechita, which isn't an avod, it can be done by a non-kohen. Excuse me, not that Shechita is not an avodah, but just like it says that Shechita can be done, is kasher b'zarim, is lechatchila kasher even done if done by zarim, so too, hadlaka, when we say it can be done by zarim, because it's not an avodah, that's even lechatchila. So that's Das HaRambam. So we have the Rambam who says that even lechatchila a zar can light the menorah, just like even lechatchila a zar can shecht. Then we have the writer who says no. Only b'di'evad can a zar light. And the Kesef Mishnah brings from the Ritva and Yumach of Dalad Amid Beis, who writes that that it says in the Gemara, that hadlak alav avodahi, this means that it's not an avodah that a zar is going to be chayav misa. But it still requires kahuna. As it says, uba'alos aron es haneros. That's the Kohen's job, that's Aaron's job. So the Ritva says that when the Gemara allows a Zar to light, it just means that there's no Chi of Misa, but not that it's the ideal way to do it. That's the Ritva. However, the Rambam holds that no, a Zar can even light L'chatchila. The Ravid and the Ritva argue. The Ravid holds that it's only B'di'evad. The Ritva says that if a Zar lights, he's not Chi of Misa, but of course a Kohen should do it. So Rabbi Chaim HaLevi in Hilchos Bias Mikdash explains the Rambam. And he says, it's quite a famous Rabbi Chaim, that the Rambam holds that this whole thing, that of Hadlakas Neiros, is that the Hadlakas, the mitzvah, is not the Etzem Maisa Hadlaka. It's not a Maisa mitzvah at all. The whole mitzvah is that the Neiros should be lit. And the Kiyum HaMitzvah is that the Neiros are lit. And the Hadlaka is not Shaykh at all to the Kiyum Mitzvah's Hadlaka. Because the Kiyum Mitzvah is that the light should be burning, but not the Maisa Hadlaka. And therefore, if a Zar lights outside where he's allowed to stand, and then they bring the menorah back in, there is no problem that it wasn't done by a Kohen. Because what the Zar did wasn't a Maisa Mitzvah. Because lighting the menorah isn't a Maisa Mitzvah. So if you would say that the Etzem Hadlaka is a Mitzvah, the act of lighting is a Mitzvah, so that would be a very serious problem if the Zar did it. But since the Etzem Hadlaka is not a Maisa Mitzvah, the Mitzvah is that the menorah should be burning, so therefore, what's the nafkamina where it's done? It's done inside. It's done outside where the Yisraelim are standing. My nafkamina? The kiyum mitzvah is that the neiros are burning. Where are they burning? Bifnim. So as long as they're burning, the neiros are burning in their proper place, that's all we need. We don't need them to be... We don't need the mice of Hadlaka to be done by a Kohen. All that concerns us is that the menorah be standing in its place, burning. Doesn't matter who does it. So bring it out to the Yisraelim, let him light, let him bring it back in, let it be standing in its place and burn. And Shalom al Yisrael, he didn't do a mice mitzvah. The mitzvah is that it's burning. That's all we need. And therefore, the Rambam can say, that the mitzvah, that even the chatchila, Zara can do it. A Zara can do the Maisa Adlaka, because the Maisa Adlaka isn't a Maisa mitzvah. So the whole Maisa mitzvah, when is it a Maisa mitzvah? It's a Maisa mitzvah, when you're madlik in the Heichal. When the Kohen lights in the Heichal, which is where the menorah goes, so there you need a Kohen. There Yisrael can't do it. And there, in fact, there'll be a mitzvah for Kohanim. There is. Bahalo Saran Saneiris. A Kohen has to do it. Where does a Kohen have to light the menorah? When it's standing in the Heichal. Because that's where the Neiros have to be dolek. Since the Neiros have to be burning in the Heichal, when you light in the Heichal, it has to be done by a Kohen. But when you do it outside the Heichal, then even Yisrael could do it, and then just bring it in and make sure it's burning in the Heichal. So when you cause it to be burning in the Heichal, so there a Kohen has to do it. But when you cause it to be burning in the Heichal, outside the Heichal, anybody can do it. Because there the Ikar is, as long as we got it to be burning. And now, you bring it back inside to the Heichal, and now it's burning. Because the whole mitzvah only starts when it's inside. So since the mitzvah starts when it's inside, when the Kohen is lighting inside, then it's the Kohen doing it. It's perfect. And when you're doing it outside, the mitzvah hasn't even started yet. You lit outside, and now you bring it inside. Now the mitzvah begins. And so says the Chazon Ish, that according to the Rambam, the Ikar mitzvah is that it's burning. And Bachutz, there's no mitzvah at all. The mitzvah only starts when you bring it inside. So the Hadlaka, when the Zer does the Hadlaka, it's not at all a Maisa mitzvah. According to the Graf, who says that the Etzem Hadlaka is not a Maisa mitzvah, we can bring a raya from the Sefer HaMitzvahs of Rav Sajid Gaon, Parshin and Gimel and Dal. There he writes Kedarko, very tersely, what the mitzvah of Adlakas Menorah is. V'or HaMenorah lo yishune. The light of the menorah shouldn't be changed. What does that mean? So Gaon Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perla, who's Mefarish the Rasag, he doesn't understand. He says, Sarachi and Tulu Kabanas Tavarev. What does the Rasag mean? If he's talking about the mitzvah of Adlakas HaMenorah, why does he say, V'or HaMenorah, the light of the menorah, lo yishune? What are you talking about, the light of the menorah? Talk about the act of lighting the menorah. The Maisa Adlakas, is the Maisa mitzvah. Since the focus, the emphasis is on the or of the menorah, on the light of the menorah, and not on the act of lighting the menorah, the mashmos is that there's no mitzvah in the Maisa Adlaka. The mitzvah is just that it's burning. So why, as the Gaon Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perla, why did the Rasag forget about the real mitzvah, which is the Maisa Adlaka, that the Torah talks about, and why does he talk about something only secondary, that it's burning, the light of the menorah? Burning shmurning. What we care about is that he lit it. That's the mitzvah. That's his kasha. However, according to the Reb Chaim, it's gevaldik. Because the hadlaka isn't a maisa mitzvah at all. You have to light in order that it should be lit. That's the ikar. The ikar is that it's burning. So therefore he says, or on an ora, lo yishun. The light of the menorah won't be changed. The ikar is the light of the menorah. It's standing there and burning. That's the ikar. How does it get to burn? Okay, that's not really so important. You have a Kohen do it, you have a Zar do it, you have a monkey do it. Anybody, doesn't really matter. The ikar is that the Nair is burning. So according to the Yisod of Reb Chaim, we have a Havana in the Rasag. However, if we accept Reb Chaim's principle, we have a very big problem. Why? According to him, that there's no Maisa mitzvah at all in the act of lighting, and the whole mitzvah is that the lights are burning. So it emerges then that sometimes, like here, You can have a kiyum mitzvah without a ma'isa mitzvah. Where do we find that you have a kiyum, you're fulfilling a mitzvah, but you didn't do a ma'isa mitzvah? Very strange. Every time you fulfill a mitzvah, you also do an act. But here, you're having a mitzvah which you didn't do anything for it. Because halakhically, your act of lighting was not considered a ma'isa mitzvah. And the mitzvah just starts now that it's burning. So to have a kiyum mitzvah divorced from a ma'isa mitzvah seems very strange. You always have a ma'isa, you do an act, you do a mitzvah act, and by through doing this mitzvah act, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Through putting on my tefillin, I'm mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin. Through eating the Shabbos meal, I'm mekayim onik Shabbos. Through the examples are abound. I do an act and then I fulfill a mitzvah. Here, you're not doing a mitzvah. You do a mitzvah act to fulfill a mitzvah. Here, you're not doing a mitzvah act because we said that it's not a mitzvah act to light the menorah. Just a mitzvah that the menorah should be burning. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Chof Aleph on the Beis says, in the name of Rabbi, that even if your forefathers left you a Sefer Torah, there's a mitzvah to write one of your own. As it says, Ve'ata kisvu lachem es hashira azos. And now you should write for yourself, lachem es hashira azos. This shira. So therefore you have to write one of your own. Menachas Chinuch, in mitzvah Tav Reish Yud Gimel, the last mitzvah writes, that the proof of the Gemara is not from the word lachem, write for yourselves, and therefore even if you got it, you inherited a Sefer Torah. You have to write one for yourself. That's not where the Gemara learns it from. Because Yerusha is considered Lachem. It's considered yours, even if you inherited it. Why? Because let's say somebody inherited an Esrog. Is it considered Lachem? Or Lekachtem Lachem B'Yom HaRishon? It all says Lachem by Esrog. Are you Yotzei B'Yerusha yet? So if the Raya is from the word Lachem, that it can't be fulfilled if you inherited it, then we have a problem from Esrog. Because by Esrog it says Lachem, and you are fulfilling a mitzvah of Esrog if you inherited it. Rather, the proof is from the Ve'ata Kisvu Lachem. From the Kisvu, you should write. The mitzvah is that you should write. And if you received it by Yerusha, you didn't write it. You inherited it. Same thing if you bought it. You didn't write it. So the mitzvah is the ma'isa. The mitzvah is from the word kisvu that you should write. And therefore you're not yotzei if you got it from an inheritance. That is, as an inheritance, that is the minchas chinuch. However, says the Shalmei Simcha, that you can't compare the Minchas Chinuch, Shtel Tzu, compare Esrog to Sefer Torah, but this is not a good comparison. Why? Because Esrog, after you yarshened it, then when it comes time for the Ma'isa Mitzvah on Yom Tov, you do your Ma'isa Mitzvah. You make a bracha, you lift it, and your yotze, the mitzvah of lulav. But a sefer Torah that you see as a Yerusha, if you say that your yotze, the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah, by just receiving it be Yerusha, you didn't do any ma'isa mitzvah. And you can't fulfill a mitzvah, you can't have a kiyum mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah without a ma'isa mitzvah. So just inheriting it wouldn't be a ma'isa mitzvah. So how can you say that you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah when you inherited it, if there's no act, there's no mitzvah act involved, and therefore there can't be a Kiyum mitzvah either. You can't fulfill anything if you didn't do anything. Masha'enke and Esrog, you can, because you did a Ma'isa mitzvah. So the Minchas Chinuch wanted to compare Esrog and Ksivas Sefer Torah. And he said, if by Esrog you're Yotze when you're Yoreshit and there's no problem of Lachem, So therefore, by mitzvahs ksivah sefer Torah also, you should be yotze if you're yoreshit, and there's no problem of lachem, that it's not yours. Because just like esrog, it's considered yours, by sefer Torah, it's also considered yours. Why then does the Gemara say that there's a lachem problem, that it's not lachem by sefer Torah? It must be, from that concludes the Minchas Chinuch, that we're not learning from the word lachem, we're learning from the word kisvu, that there's a mitzvah to write. And now we're saying no, that the question doesn't begin. The reason you're yosei with an esrog that you inherit, that a person yashin is an esrog, the reason is, I don't want to say you, because I don't want you to inherit, because I want everyone to live a long life, shouldn't have to inherit, we should all live. It's better than money. Life is better than money. So, when you have an esrog, the reason, it says lachem, but we don't have a problem, because you're doing a maisa mitzvah. But don't compare that to the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah, where there's no mitzvah, maisa mitzvah. So don't even make such a comparison between the two. The person yashin is a sefer Torah, he's not doing a maisa mitzvah. That's the problem. So maybe the Gemara is learning from lachem. Maybe by a sefer Torah, if you just yashin it, then maybe it's really not considered lachem. Because the Torah means lachem, it's for you that you should write it. And don't say, by lulav we don't have a problem with lachem. Because by lulav, by esrog and lulav, there's a maisa mitzvah. That's why we're not bothered by lachem. But here, just yashining a sefer Torah, here there's a chisor in lachem, because there'd be no maisa mitzvah. So it's not considered lachem. It's only considered lachem if you do a maisa mitzvah. So why do we bring this whole thing down? Because we want to show that there's no such thing as a kiyum mitzvah without a maisa mitzvah. And therefore we say by a sefer Torah, not to compare it to lulav, because by lulav you have a kiyum mitzvah and a maisa mitzvah. But by sefer Torah, if you just yashin it, then there's no kiyum mitzvah, there's no maisa mitzvah at all. There'd only be a kiyum, and you can't have a kiyum mitzvah alone. So memela, by sefer Torah, you also need a maisa, and Yerusha isn't enough. So that's what our point is to prove. Ein kiyum mitzvah, b'li maisa mitzvah. So if that's the case, then we have a problem with hadlakas ha-menorah. If the hadlakas ha-menorah is not a maisa mitzvah, how can you be mekayim? How can you have a kiyum mitzvah of menorah, that the menorah is burning, if there's no maisa mitzvah to light the menorah? And like we said earlier, not only the Gemara says a kov can light it, the Gemara says that a zar can light it. The Chazanish goes even further, Bedasa Rambam, and he says even a monkey can light it. So here you'll have the mitzvah of the menorah being lit without no maisa mitzvah by a monkey, no maisa mitzvah at all, and yet there's a kiyum mitzvah. So how do you have such a concept? It doesn't make sense. I'll be svara that you can fulfill a mitzvah without doing any act of a mitzvah. The mitzvah is done automatically. Just like by a sefer Torah. When you yashin, the Gemara is bothered that you can't yashin a sefer Torah, there'd be a kiyum mitzvah without a maisa mitzvah. Can't be. And therefore it says, you have to write it on your own. Ve'ata kisvu lachem, it's a shira zos, whether you learn from kisvu, whether you learn from lachem. But the point is that you have to write it on your own. You have to have some sort of maisa mitzvah on your own. Can't have a maisa mitzvah without, you can't have a kiyum mitzvah without a maisa mitzvah. So how do you have that? By the menorah. However, it's really not a problem. We can solve this one too, my friends. The great thing about the study of Talmud is that we have problems and then we solve them. I love the solutions. But you know what? Sometimes I like the kashas more than the solutions. Sometimes the kashas is better than the teretz. Sometimes the teretz is better than the kashas. Sometimes they're both great. Here I think they're both great. Because the mitzvah menorah, there's also hatovas ha-menorah. Hatovas ha-menorah is also an avoda. Like we see in the Gemara in Yuma Daf Chav Daled, that the hatova is considered an avoda. There you see from the Gemara that hatova, the preparation of the menorah, the cleaning out of the menorah, the preparing of the wicks in the menorah, that's considered an avoda. And that requires a kohen, and that must be done inside, in the heichal. So in Hadlakas HaMenorah we have a mitzvah of Hatava. Now, afterwards, when the Neros are burning, how are they burning, my sweet friends? They're burning because you did the Hatava. They're burning because you put in the wicks and the oil. So in every hadlaka, there is a ma'aseh mitzvah. The ma'aseh mitzvah is the hatava. Now the hatava is not an independent mitzvah. It's not that there's a mitzvah's hatava, a mitzvah preparing the wicks and the oil. And there is another mitzvah that the menorah should be burning. No, 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 no. Rather, it's one mitzvah. The mitzvah of hadlaka is part of the mitzvah of hatava. It's all subsumed under the rubric of hatava. The putting in the wicks, the oil, the hadlaka, the lack that the neros are dolek, it's all under the category of hatava. So you have this one big mitzvah, hadlaka hatava. What's the ma'isa mitzvah? The ma'isa mitzvah is the hatava. The hatava is the ma'isa mitzvah. They're preparing it, that's the ma'isa mitzvah. Because it's all one big mitzvah together with the hadlaka. They're a team. The hatava and the hadlaka go together. You want to call it hatava? Call it hatava, call it hatava dash hadlaka. It's all one. It's all in the same category. Do you have within that framework, do you have a ma'isa mitzvah? The answer is, yes, you have a ma'isa mitzvah. What's the ma'isa mitzvah? The ma'isa mitzvah is the hatava. What is the preparing? What is the putting in the wicks and the oil? What is the actual mitzvah? What is the kiyum ha-mitzvah? The kiyum ha-mitzvah is that the neros are dolek. And now we can understand the Rambam. The Rambam writes a lashon, hadlakas ha-menorah, hi hatavasam. You know, the lighting of the menorah, that is the hatavas ha-menorah. Which is a little bit funny. I think we're mixing up our subjects here. You're right. You're in the Beis HaMikdash, you're dealing with the menorah. But hadlaka and hatava are two distinct mitzvahs. Hatavas ha-neros is preparing the neros, and hadlakas ha-neros is lighting the neros. So why does the Rambam say, no, lighting is the hatava? Why is lighting in the category of hatava? Lighting is lighting, and hatava is hatava. A boy is a girl. No. A boy is a boy, and a girl is a girl. Don't say a boy is a girl. Hadlaka is hadlaka, and hatava is hatava. We know what hadlaka is. Hadlaka is lighting. We know what hatava is. Preparing. So don't tell me hadlaka is hatava. No! The answer is, like we're saying, that hadlaka is hatava. Exactly that. It's one big mitzvah of hadlaka hatava. So ein achinami. The hatava can only be done by kohanim. The hatava has to be done bifnim in the heichal. The hadlaka can even be done outside. But even what's done outside, that's all considered part of the mitzvah of hatava. It's one big mitzvah. So really, everything until the hadlaka, until the neros are dolkim, is like the first stage of the mitzvah. And then the second stage of the very same mitzvah, i.e. that the neros are dolek, is a continuation. That's a continuation of the fulfillment of the mitzvah. But there still is a ma'isa mitzvah. And even the ma'isa hadlaka, that's also part of that tava. That's also part of the preparatory stages. Not only prepare it by cleaning it out, not only prepare it by putting in oil and wicks, but you prepare it by lighting it. You prepare it to be lit by lighting it. Because the mitzvah is that it should be lit, and it's fulfilled, it's prepared by lighting it. So the actual hatava, the cleaning and the preparing of the wicks and the oil, that must be done by a kohen bifnim. The ma'isa hadlaka, that part of the hatava, that can be done by anybody. Now that it's burning inside, which is finishing off the hatava, because as the Rambam says, hadlakas haneros hi hatavasam, And when they are burning, according to Reb Chaim's premise, that the mitzvah is that they are burning, that is the hatava. That is part of the mitzvah of hatava. So you ask me, or I ask you, or hey, we ask each other, where is there a mitzvah of, where is there a ma'aseh mitzvah here? Lo ya'aleh al hadas, does ken nisht zayin, that you have a kiyum ha-mitzvah without a ma'aseh ha-mitzvah? The teretz is that here the ma'aseh mitzvah is the hatava. Because the fact that it's lit is part of the hatava. It's a continuation of the hatava. It's all one big mitzvah. Hatava hadlaka. Hadlaka saneiro si atavasam. Kumtachois. That the mitzvah of hadlaka, i.e. that the neiros are dokim, also is done with a ma'aseh mitzvah of hatava. So, enachinami, the fact that the neiros are burning, there's no ma'aseh mitzvah for that, because that's done automatically. There's no act. However, you're doing an act before, and that's enough. So this works very well with Reb Chaim HaLevi and the Rambam. Hadlakasam, hi hatavasam. Until we just explained pshat, if you read that in the Rambam, if you're a Lubavitcher and you do your Rambam Yomi, you'd say, what does that mean? Hadlaka isn't hatavas. The Rambam confused? The Rambam slept very little. The Rambam was very busy. Chas v'sham, the Rambam's not confused. But that's what it would seem like on the surface. Chas v'sham, chas v'sham. But hadlakasam is not hatavasam. Two different mitzvahs. Answer is no. Hadlakasam, it's all part of the same mitzvah. And by saying that, ma nachnu marvichim? Anachnu marvichim, shela mitzvah shahaner tiye doleket, shela kiyu mitzvah azu, yeshga ma'aseh mitzvah. The ma'aseh mitzvah is the hatava. And it's concluded by the kiyu mitzvah of that the neiros are dokim. And look at the Rambam, beautiful in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and Mitzvah Chaf Hei. He shen etzdavu ha-kohanim lahadik ha-neiros tamid lifnei Hashem. The Kohanim were commanded to light the neiros in front of Hashem, meaning that they're lit. Or that if you're doing it in the Heichal, we explain, the Rambam would agree, it's interesting here the Rambam says Kohanim, the Rambam would agree that when you're doing it in the Heichal, then it's done by Kohanim. But the point is that the neiros are lit. That's not our topic now, why the Rambam writes, you know what our topic is? Look at how the Rambam concludes there. The Rambam started talking about the mitzvah of hadlaka, and he ended off by talking about the mitzvah of hatava. He said, that's the mitzvah of hatava. But you just started off, you're talking about hadlaka, not hatava. The answer is that they're really one and the same. That the hadlaka is part and parcel of the hatava. And therefore, even if it's not done by a kohen, even if it's done outside, there is still a ma'aseh mitzvah for this hadlaka. What's the ma'aseh mitzvah? Not the lighting of it outside. That could be done by a zah, that could be done by a monkey. Not that I'm comparing zahim to monkeys, but you catch my drift. That it could be done by anybody, that there's no, somebody once compared someone to monkeys and got in trouble. So I don't think, he didn't mean it either, believe me. He didn't mean it in the pejorative sense. He meant anybody, but that's the way, in the base of Medrash, that's the way we speak. When we say anybody, even a monkey, anybody. But the point is that, even when you do it outside, and there's no ma'aseh mitzvah, and then you bring it in to the heichal, and the menorah is burning in the heichal, and you're mekayim the mitzvah, where was the ma'aseh mitzvah? The answer is hatava. How do you know that hatava can be considered the ma'aseh mitzvah of hadlaka? Because when the Rambam starts talking about lahad l'kneiros, he says, zosi mitzvah hatava. That's the mitzvah of being made of the neiros. No, it isn't. That's the mitzvah of being ma'ad l'kneiros. The answer is, when you're doing the mitzvah of being ma'ad l'kneiros, you're doing the mitzvah of being made of the neiros. Getting the candle, the menorah to be burning, part of that, the ma'aseh mitzvah there is not the act of lighting it, that we said, is not outside the heichal, that is not a ma'aseh mitzvah. Rather, only the hatava would be the ma'aseh mitzvah. Hatava is different. How you consider that the Maisa mitzvah of it being a burning? The answer is they're one mitzvah. Hatavaz, Hatavaz, and Zoe Hatavazim. And so emerges from the Rambam in the third parak of Tamidin Musaf and Halacha Yud. There the Rambam starts talking about Hatavas HaNeiros in the morning and the afternoon. And then he says, and Hadlokas HaNeiros is Dochas Shabbos. So he includes in one breath, the Rambam includes Hadlaka and Hatava. It's all the same category. Tyra Yidden, now that we've done a sugi in the parasha, now maybe a little Dvar Agada, because I'll say everyone runs to Agada. People like a nice idea, an inspiring idea. And frankly, I was inspired by the following idea. It says in the beginning of this week's parasha, by Daber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Daber al Aharon, speak to Aharon, Hashem says to Moshe, V'amartoi love, Baloschas, Haneros, Amul Pnei Amenorah, Yairu Shivas Haneros. So he's told him that you should tell him to light the menorahs, to light the candles in the menorah. That all the six menorahs should be facing the middle one, the seventh, like Rashi explains. So there are a few kashas here. Number one, and then it says Vayas, before we get to the kashas, Vayas kena Aaron el mul pnei menorah helen erosea kasha tziva Hashem es Moshe, and Aaron did it. He lit like Hashem commanded Moshe. So there are a few kashas. Number one, Rashi at the beginning of the parasha says, why is the parasha of Menorah next to the parasha of Nisim, that the Nisim brought all their karbanos? Because when Aaron saw the Chanukas HaNisim, he got a little bit depressed. Chol Shadaito, he got down. That he wasn't with them, that neither Aaron nor his Shevet were part of the Chanukas HaMishkan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, don't worry about it. You're greater than them. Why? Because you'll be madlik umetiv as haneros. Your job will be to light and to prepare the neros. So the kasha is, why should Aaron get down about things? Aaron is kedosh Hashem. Aaron is the head of the holiest shevet, shevet Levi. They're the ones who are doing the avod in the Beis Hamikdash. So what are you getting down about? What are you lacking? You have plenty of your own. Number one. Number two, what did Hashem promise him? Hashem promised him that he gets to do Hadlokas and Hatovas HaMenorah. What's the big deal with Hadlokas and Hatovas HaMenorah? Hadlokas HaMenorah is Ksheira Bizar. So we see that the lighting of the menorah can even be done by a monkey. So that's part of the promise. So maybe just according to our holy soul that we said now, I understand that Hatava. But the Hadlaka part, it's not really it's not part of it, isn't so chashuv. The Hatava is chashuv, but the Hadlaka is not really, the Maisa Hadlaka is really nothing. The fact that it's lit, it's just standing there lit. You're not doing anything. So what's so chashuv about it? It's Ksheira Bizar, it's not the biggest deal, the Hadlaka. So why did Hashem want to placate Aaron by telling him, don't feel bad, you also have the mitzvah of Lakas and Atavis HaMenorah. Couldn't think of anything better? Kiviyachol? So the Ramban learned differently than Rashi. The Ramban says that it's really talking about Chanukah. You're going to be Zohar to Chanukah through the Chashmonaim or Kohanim. That's the famous Ramban. But we want to understand Rashi. Why is this the promise? The Adlakas not Chanukah, but the Adlakas HaMenorah and the Atavas HaMenorah and the Beis HaMikdash. The Torah continues and says that Aaron did what Hashem told him. So we have to understand that also. What's the Chiddush that Aaron did what Hashem told him? Lo Shina. Everyone asks this kasha. Of course Lo Shina. Rashi says he didn't do anything different. Lahagit Shvacha. To say his praise. He didn't do anything differently than what Hashem said. Of course he didn't do anything differently than what Hashem. What do you expect? So in the Sefer Mishkan Bezalel, from Hagoyim Rabbi Bezalel Rudinsky, who's a Rosh Yeshiva in Muncie, he says a beautiful idea. Talmud Torah is different than all other mitzvahs. In that Birchas HaTorah is Doraisa. other mitzvahs, almost all brachas, are derabbanan. But birchas haTorah, according to most Rishonim, is d'oraisa. And even the nusach of birchas haTorah is different. Because we have a bakasha in the guf ha-bracha. We ask Hashem in the middle of the bracha. We say, V'ahareb na Hashem elokeinu, please God, make it sweet. You usually don't have, when you do a birchas ha-mitzvah, you usually don't have a bakasha in the middle. That's it. Commanded me to wear tefillin. Commanded me to wrap myself up in tzitzis. Where do we find that there's a bakasha in the middle of the bracha? There's a bakasha. All of a sudden, you start asking for things in the middle of a birchas hamitzvah. Where do you see that? Even in birchas hashevach, you don't find bakashas. In Shemoneh Esrei, in the brachas of bakashas, you have bakashas. Generally, when you make brachas, you're not making bakashas. Bakashas is always printed in the small letters after the bracha for the Yehi Ratzon. They print in siddurim. But why do you have in the middle of birchas haTorah, you start asking God, oh, please God, make it sweet. What's going on over here? Please God, make it sweet. Not only that, but we see from the Gemara that some of the dinim of birchas haTorah are learned from the dinim of birchas hanenim and birchas hamazon. And that also doesn't make sense. You don't see other brachas being learned from birchas hamazon and birchas hamitzvahs and birchas from birchas hanenim. This is a birchas hamitzvah, and you're learning it from birchas hanenim. You're making a bracha on a mitzvah, and you're learning it from brachas you make on eating and pleasure. So that's in the Bavli. You don't find that in Yerushalmi. You do. That other birchas and mitzvahs are learned from birchas hananim. But in the Bavli, you don't find, except for birchas haTorah, that birchas ha-mitzvahs are learned from birchas hananim. It's weird. Why is that? So the explanation is, Gemara in Brachas, Samach Gimel Amid Beis, Mai Dechsivim Navalto Bisnasei, Kol HaMenavel Atzmal Divrei Torah Sofer Shem Bisnasei. If you're menavel yourself, for Divrei Torah, you make yourself disgusting, so to speak. In the end, you're elevated. Or it says in the Pasuk, Im tibakshena kekesef, uchem atmonim techapsena, oz tovin yiras Hashem. If you search for it like money, like hidden jewels, then you'll find yiras Shemayim. So, comes out that when you're searching for chachma, it's not just a din that you have to, you're fulfilling the will of Hashem when you try to get chachma. No. That's part of the Kenyan Torah. Part of the Kenyan Torah is bikush haTorah. You search for Torah. You desire Torah. Avos deRabbi Nosson, Perek Yud Aleph. Im menabel adam atzma al divrei Torah v'ochel tamarim charuvim. What does it mean, menabel atzma? You make yourself disgusting over Torah. You eat dry dates. Vilovesh begadim tzoim. You wear clothing that aren't exactly the cleanest. They used to call in yeshivas coast to coast. A guy goes Friday to Friday, doesn't have 5 minutes to shower. Obviously. Cleanliness is next to godliness. It's not what we mean. We mean that you're just, the guy isn't particularly emphasizing his body. He's too busy focusing on his learning. Somebody looks at him and he says, Epis, I'm a shiganin. The guy looks at him learning. He's going on and on. He's shuttling back and forth. He's learning nachadaf. Get a life. That's what it means, says the Avoster Rebbe Nosson. Menabel atzmo al divrei Torah. Sofo misnase, in the end of the Gemara, you're going to be elevated. I mean, you don't pay any attention to what people are saying about you. You don't pay attention to the gashmias. And you just go for the gold. You go for the ruchnias. That's part of Kenyan haTorah. It says in the Gemara, Yuman daf ayin amid beis. What should a person do to become wise? Yarvi v'yeshiva. Sit and learn. Says the Gemara, many people sat and learned, and they were matzliach. The Gemara explains, no, not enough. You have to mevakish rachamim. You also have to ask Hashem. It's part of it. Maharsha explains that Ayde Korach HaTfilah, through your davening and through your learning, you can change who you are. That's the Korach HaTorah. When you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you're matzliach in learning, and you learn, you can change who, you can become a smarter guy. I don't know, he didn't seem so smart to begin with. We also find in the Maharshan, White Cotton, Chavchesam and Aleph, Tibra Masla B'Masla, Rabba Davin, same idea. When you daven, you can change who you are. Rabba davens that he should be Zoche to the Chachma of Rav Huna, and his tefillah was accepted. Even though, when a person is born, it's already a gzera, whether he's a Chacham or a Tipesh. But by working on yourself, you can change the gzera. You work on yourself, you learn, and you daven. You daven and you learn. You learn and you daven. Even more than that, it says in the Sefer Mishmar Shalom, in Akdamah Chelek Beis, that he heard from the Maharshan, that when he accepted, when he got smicha from Rav Shlomo Kluger, he was asked, do you know the Klalei Hara? Do you know the rules for Psak? So the Maharsham thought, that Rabbi Shlomo Kluger meant, do you know the Klalei Hara that are in Yerudeus, in Rosh Hashanah Beis? Rabbi Shlomo Kluger says, no. If you don't understand. What I mean is, do you know Klalei Hara, the rules of Paskening, that you have to ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu for Ziyata D'Shmaya, that you shouldn't make a mistake? So you see that Rabbi Shlomo Kluger held, that one of the rules for paskening is tefillah, that you shouldn't make a mistake. They also say about the Chazon Ish, after he davened, he would always go to those parts of learning that he had a shverkeit. He didn't understand something. He went back to those parts, those sugyas where he had a difficulty. He would do those after davening. Why? Because now that he davened, they'll have avana. They asked him why. He said, "I just said atachonin ladam das. I just davened for a chachma. So now, maybe I'll understand something." Said by Abraham Shmuel Levitz, when he didn't understand something, he'd go to the Aron Kodesh, daven Master of the Universe, I don't understand Pshat and Tosfos. Then he would come back 15, 20 minutes later to the Aron Kodesh, and he would thank him. Adam, thank you, Rabbi Shmuel. Now I understand. Yes, you daven. They say about some of the Goli Israel, I don't want to say their names, I don't know if it adds cover. But they weren't so smart. They weren't the brightest. But ooh, did they learn. And ooh, did they daven. When you learn and you daven, you make from not so smart, smart. We know, Derech Olam is, that if somebody really wants something, they can get it. Certainly in Chochmah it's like that. If you really want it, you'll get it. But really want. Ain't that b'ma b'fnei ha'ratzon? But you have to go at it with all your might. Like I said before, go for the gold. You have to really desire to reach the pinnacle. Now we can understand our parasha. When the Melechus HaMishkan was finished, and they did the chinuch with the Nesiim, and the Nesiim brought their carbons, Karbano karas kesef achas. Shalshimu mea mishkala. So, Aaron wasn't lacking anything. He was doing the avodah in the mikdash. Because that's the job of Aaron the Kohen. Aaron, Kohen, Levi. They're busy in the Beis HaMikdash. You know what Aaron's problem was? Aaron's problem was, wait a second. I'm missing a drop of avodah Hashem. Here we have, you're right, I know this is my turf. The Beis HaMikdash is my turf, but that's not enough for me. We had a Chanukah San Mishkan and I missed out. I want more Avodas Hashem. And that's a praise of Aaron. Chol Shadaito. He was upset. He could have had more Ruchnias. And he missed out. And therefore, the Torah was Masmich. Torah juxtaposed. The Maisim and Orah with the Chanukah San Tzim. To tell you that that's something we should learn from. You see someone else having Ruchnias. You don't want him not to have Ruchnias, Chas V'Shalom. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, if you don't want someone else to have Ruchnias, such a person is B'chal Sonei Hashem. You don't want somebody else to have Ruchnias. You want someone else to have Ruchnias. But you also want Ruchnias for yourself. The Gemara says, you have fish in the water. The fish, they always want more. The fish have tons of water, but they want more water. They want more water. That's where we have to be. Vakish Chochma. So now we understand the importance of the Avodas HaMenorah. The menorah, every other avodah is done during the day. The menorah was lit, it was daluk, at night and during the day. Constantly. And that has to be our Avodas Hashem. It's constant. We're always doing it. We're always involved. And that's how you get it. That's how you get the Chachma. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, hey, don't worry about it. They did the Chanukah Samishkan one time, but they brought their Karbonos, but I'm going to give you the menorah. And the menorah is done constantly. So it doesn't bother us anymore that we asked Akasha. We said, I don't understand. We said, we don't understand. We said, we don't understand. Or I said, I don't understand. What's so great about the menorah? It's even Shera Bizarre. It's not such a Chashav Avodah. The answer is no. But the light is always burning. It works out very well with our Yisod. Not the Maisa Adlaka, but that the Neiros are Dlukim. That's the mitzvah. And when are the Neiros Dlukim? Constantly. And that has to be our approach to Avodas Hashem. And that's why Aaron felt better. And that's the Shevach of Aaron. Vayas Kein Aaron, Melamit Shalosh Shina. Here I'll add in a Sfas Emes, and Tov Reish Lamed Hey. What's the dessert that I'm giving you now without a Sfas Emes? Yesh Lefarish, Zokter Ha'alik Sfas Emes. Ki osam maisa mitzvah kol yemei chayov bikavana beratzon echod. His whole life doesn't just mean he didn't change, he did differently than what Hashem said. Chas v'shalom. Aaron was not choshed Aaron. Of course he did what Hashem said. But lo shina, he didn't change, meaning he always did it with one kavana, with one ratzon. Ki derech kol adam, the way of man, says the Sfas Emes, is sheba aschala misorer letov achakach nishkach mimen. First he's misorer to do something good, and then he forgets. He forgets. He doesn't have this orus. We all get excited at the beginning of his mom, at the beginning of a mesechta, the beginning of a new Torah project we undertake. We're going to learn 6 mishnayos a day. We're going to learn 2 prakim of Tanakh. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. At first it's exciting. And then after a while, it wears off. So what's the Shevach of Aaron? That he always found new hisorios. He always found new things to arouse himself. V'emes ki aspalus harishon u'amufchor lezos ne'emar al Aaron shaloshina u'memeila bolo tomid asagas chadoshos k'mo shekasevim shemo abiyoshan tishma b'chadosh. So it all starts with the beginning. You have aspalus at the beginning. You're excited. Aaron did what Hashem said the first time. Lo shina. And then he always got new hasagas. He kept working more and more. Im shemo abiyoshan. Tishma b'chadosh. When you do what's old, you learn what's old, you do the mitzvahs that are old, but if you do them right, then it's always going to be new. Aaron, because of his original excitement, he was always finding, he's always built on that beginning, to always find new excitement in his Avodas Hashem. And that's Aaron. Aaron always wants more kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Never gets old on Aaron. And now we understand why you throw in a bakasha in the middle of the bracha. We said, you're making a bracha on the mitzvah and all of a sudden you start asking for things. But Harav, no. The answer is, that's the whole point. You're making a bracha on the mitzvah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want more. I want it to work for me. It's not enough that Sivanu Lasak B'Torah, but Harav, no. Bakasha, like a person wants food. We said it's compared to food. You're hungry, you want food. So too, a person wants Torah. It's about Kasha. And therefore, we learn Birchas HaTorah from Birchas HaMazon, because Torah is really like our food. Just like a person wants more food, a person has to want more Torah. So that's the lesson of this week's parasha, of Baal Oscha. We had our Yisod and Halacha, at the Maisa Menorah, the Mitzvah of the Menorah. The Maisa Hadlaka is not a Mitzvah. Hadlakas Kshera Bizar, just like Shechita, according to it's Machlokas in the Gemara, according to one opinion, Shechita's Lava Vodat Kshera Bizar, Hadlakas Lava Vodat Kshera Bizar. But that doesn't bother us because you still have a Maisa Mitzvah. The Maisa Mitzvah is the Hatava. And then the actual mitzvah is that it's burning. And it's all one mitzvah. And then we add, that was the first part. And then in the second part we learn that a person has to be a mevakesh chachma. We can talk forever about being mevakesh chachma. How much is written in the Sfarim Kedoshim about this yourself. But if a person wants it, and a person goes to get it, muftach lo, you're on a Kadosh Baruch Hu's team. Of course he's going to want to help you. Habalatayr mesayim biyado. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to help. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have Torah. But you just have to work. Sometimes you're going to have obstacles. The obstacles, you're going to overcome them. You're going to work hard to overcome them. You're going to get a lot more than if you hadn't had the obstacles. Baruch Hashem for obstacles. You're going to learn. You're going to learn. You can become great. If you want it. If you want it, you become great. It doesn't matter how old you are. One of my Rebbeim started learning when he was 40. When he was 40, he became my Rebbe. He became the Rebbe of all of Klal Yisrael, Rebbe Akiva. It doesn't matter when a person starts. But a person has to be a mevakish. Mevakish. He always wants more chachma. Nach avot, nach advar Torah, nach adaf gemara, nach halach. Always more, 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 more. And then you daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, open up my eyes. Let me understand. Let me be mechadish. Let me have chidushei Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can do it. You can make me smart. That's it. It's our avot in this world. Should all be zochem, mirtz Hashem, b'karov, to have this bikush. To have this Bikush HaTorah, to have the light of Torah in our lives, and to shine for all those around us. Shalom, shalom, my sweetest friends.